This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome in right now. It's snowing, it's cold, it's wriggly, it is what it is, but it's baseball season. Pirates bullpen man from Mars, Pennsylvania, David Bednar, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. David, good morning to you. How's everything?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. What has been outlined to you what your role will be? Will you work the back end? Will you work spot duty? Like, how is it going to work? Did they relay that to you at all?
No, right now it's kind of all hands on deck. And then just kind of as the season goes on, I'm sure those things will kind of work themselves out.
How did you come into spring training looking to find a role, David? And then as you started to see results, and we all saw the results for you this spring as well, it was really impressive. What did you allow yourself to start to think about as the regular season approached?
Honestly, coming into camp, I just wanted to control what I can control and just go out there and get outs and prove that I could do it and just try and make the team. And as spring kind of went on and as I was, having some success, I just wanted to kind of carry that on and carry it into the season.
David, what's different about the Pirates pitching program where you came in here, you worked with Oscar, you worked with Message? What are some of the differences, and did that help you at all? Because it certainly looks like it did.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Oscar and Matt have both been awesome. The whole coaching staff been awesome. And they're just like, their big thing is just go out and attack guys. And that kind of really meshed well with my mindset and just kind of let me just trust my stuff and just go out and compete, which has allowed me to have success.
David Bednar, the official bullpen man of the Fan Morning Show, taking over that moniker from Joel Hanrahan, as we like that. But David, now tell me, whenever you saw the trade go down, and obviously your agent probably called you, the team got in touch with you, all of that, was there any rumblings beforehand that, one, you could be part of a trade, and two, that it could be Pittsburgh that was part of a trade?
Not really. I kind of had a, little... You never really know just with how deep the Padres were and, with all the trades they were making, I kind of had my head on a swivel, but, I just kind of take that as it is and, it's a business but I'm very fortunate to be in Pittsburgh and, have the opportunity to play for my hometown team.
How quickly did the reaction from people back here start to flow into your phone and your social media on that morning in January when they saw that you were coming home?
Oh, right away. As soon as it got leaked on Twitter, it was just kind of everybody was texting me, all my family, friends, and just everybody was just super fired up, and it's been surreal.
David, Colin mentioned Hanrahan, who is one of our favorites. And you were what? You were a teenager watching him pitch. And then all of a sudden you come over here and you're working with him. What was that like? And maybe what kind of wisdom can he impart because he did what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that was, one of my favorite guys to watch growing up and to have him have access to him during spring training and, just pick his brain about how he went about his business and how he was able to, be the guy that he was. It's been awesome. And then, his mindset is just kind of go out there and compete and let it rip. So just kind of hearing that and echoing that and has been awesome.
David Bednar joining us here, Fan Morning Show. All right, even when you played for the Padres, but especially now that you're back home, take me through the stuff that your dad has done for both you and Will, your brother, who's at Mississippi State now. Now, your dad builds that mound in your yard. Everybody in Mars talks about it. He has a big setup in your side yard there. Kind of all that he coached baseball at Mars, the times that he spent driving you wherever, taking you to Perfect Game or this or that, the way that you're able to repay him by saying, man, you could just come down 279 in my games now. How great does that feel?
Oh, my God. It's, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without him, the support of all my family. So it's just, you know, for him to be able to just kind of drive down and go to PNC Park where we've gone to many games together, it's, I mean, it's truly special. And, you know, I'm just very happy I'm able to share that with him.
As many butterflies as you may get out of the way putting on the Pirates uniform for the first time in a regular season game today and this weekend in Chicago and then, you know, a couple days in Cincy, what's it going to be like, even if it's a smaller crowd than usual, walking out to the chalk line to be introduced at PNC Park next Thursday?
Oh, man, it's going to be special. I don't think it's truly hit me yet. I mean, just coming from spring training to here, seeing, you know, seeing the game jersey and being on a big league field is unreal. And then, you know, getting to PNC Park, I mean, it's going to be a real dream come true. So I'm just, you know, just trying to soak it in, but then also just take care of business when the time comes.
Right. If you get in the game today, it's going to be really cold. And yet you pitched in games.
Understatement of the day from Jim.
You pitched high school games at Mars. You pitched at Lafayette. And what's the coldest environment that – because I remember asking Tony Watson and Jordy Mercer about this, and it was actually a game they played against one another in the Midwest at some point. But what's the coldest environment that you've ever had to pitch in?
Coldest environment. It's probably my first college outing. We were in Farley Dickinson in New Jersey, and they had a turf field. They had a plow the whole entire field off, like, and they're just like 10-foot high mounds of snow right next to the field, like as I was warming up. So that was just kind of crazy. You're warming up to play baseball and you gotta walk through the snow to get to the makeshift bullpen that they made. But yeah, it was probably about like 35 or 38 degrees, and it was just freezing.
There we go. Fun times. Now I know obviously this is about you. You make the Pirates opening day roster, you'd be out there. But tell me, and we talked about the mound in your yard and everything. How nasty is your brother, and what's the ceiling for him? He obviously owes a lot to you as an older brother who's made the bigs, and he's a guy at Mississippi State right now. How great is it to watch his progression, and how good can he be?
Oh man, I think the sky's the limit with him. I mean, it's been really cool to watch him kind of develop from, you know, in high school, like early high school, he was just kind of, you know, still trying to figure it out. And then he kind of started working at it. And, you know, he's really just taken off. And, you know, he's certainly figured it out much sooner than I have. But, yeah, his stuff's nasty. He's got the right mindset, and he works really hard. So that combination, I think, I really do think the sky's the limit. And it's really fun to watch him pitch.
David Bednar, Pirates reliever, Mars native, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. He's in Chicago getting ready for opening day against the Cubs. When you're sitting in a bullpen sharing it with Dan Altavilla, do you ever feel very far when you guys were with the Padres together from Pittsburgh with that Yinzer accent that Danny's got?
Yeah, no, Dan's awesome. It was, it was cool. It's always cool to have a Pittsburgh guy, especially when you're on the West Coast.
I was going to say that I was going to ask you about that because there's quite a few guys that are around here. And by the way, you're now invited to the Pine Ridge and Baseball Smoker every year because even Altavilla shows up for that thing. But have you gotten to know some of the guys like Walker and maybe even like Matt Clement? I know is older, but he's got kids that are in high school now. But have you gotten to know some of those guys? And is there kind of a little fraternity of Western Pennsylvania Major League Baseball guys?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we all kind of throw together, and those guys hit together in the off season. So it's definitely kind of, you know, that little sense of Pittsburgh pride, and you kind of always kind of pull for those guys from Western PA.
David Bednar, Pirates bullpen guy. David, we thank you. Good luck. We know it's a long day. Did you already go get a workout in? I mean, you're just like jacked. Did you already go work out this morning? How's that work?
No, not yet. I'll in a little bit here, though.
Okay. Yeah, go smash it before you go out there. David, we thank you. We'll talk again soon. We appreciate it. Good luck to you. And, again, pinch yourself. This is great, playing for your hometown team. And always appreciate it. We know that you appreciate it, and we appreciate you coming on with us.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.